Scott Vega and Chris Langford will be offering their reviews of the latest movie releases in a new regular column for Cambridge Today. Here they review acclaimed director Steven Soderbergh's latest experimental film and first-time director Drew Hancock's sci-fi horror comedy Companion. Chris Take Presence, 2024. The trailer for Presence makes you think you are getting a stylized update to the haunted house genre with the vibe of Paranormal Activity. Its 87% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes suggests a very solid film, and why not? It's directed, shot and edited by the acclaimed Steven Soderbergh, Aaron Brockovich, Traffic, Ocean's 11, and if you read the reviews, you would think you would be scared to death. In all these assertions, you would be horribly wrong. Presence would have worked best as a 30-minute short film as it can't hold your attention for its 85 minutes runtime. The script's dialogue is weak, but no weaker than the acting, and there are enough Chekhov's guns laying around. I was waiting for John Wick to show up. Soderbergh shoots the whole thing in long takes from the ghost's perspective, and that device wears thin quickly. If you ever wondered what Steven's fourth-year film thesis would look like, wonder no more. Watch it on streaming if you must, but otherwise only fit for those in the filmmaking community. Companion, 2025. In the vein of Robots That Kill, films like Ex Machina, Megan, and to a much lesser extent, Subservience with Megan Fox, Companion stands strong. Less science fiction than Ex Machina, funnier than Megan, and 100% better of a movie than Subservience, Companion has earned the right not just to be seen but seen in the theater. This film is violent, but in all the good ways, and laugh-out-loud funny at point. It has beautiful costuming and cinematography, and Sophie Thatcher, Yellow Jackets, Heretic, as brilliant as the personal support, robot-turned-killer. Not bad for writer-director Drew Hancock's first feature. Highly recommend, see this one in the theater. You won't be disappointed. Scott's reviews. Presence is one that I'm torn on. The concept and stylistic approach are well executed. We, as the audience, embody the titular presence, haunting this family and observing events unfold from a ghostly perspective. This unique framing is effective in creating an eerie atmosphere, but unfortunately, the story itself doesn't hold up. The biggest issue is that there simply isn't enough narrative to sustain the hour and 24-minute runtime. Because we are locked into this perspective, we don't get to see these characters beyond the confines of their home. As a result, their lives and relationships feel underdeveloped, making it difficult to connect with them on an emotional level. When the third act arrives and everything is revealed, it doesn't land with the intended impact. Instead, it leaves you questioning whether what you just witnessed actually happened or if you somehow missed something crucial. The execution feels muddled rather than thought-provoking, which ultimately weakens the film's resolution. That being said, if you're a fan of experimental cinema and enjoy unconventional storytelling, Presence might be worth a watch. It certainly commits to its unique premise, and some may appreciate its bold artistic choices. However, for me, the film's ambition outweighs its effectiveness. The lack of a compelling narrative left me disengaged, and by the time the credits rolled, I found myself more frustrated than intrigued. It's 2 out of 5 stars for me. Companion is a film that really sneaks up on you. 20 years from now, this science fiction story will most likely become science fact. It's the kind of film that lingers in your mind long after the credits roll, not just because of its concept, but because of the way it executes its ideas with precision. Sophie Thatcher shines in the lead role, delivering a performance that is both captivating and unnerving. Watching her character, Iris, transition from a seemingly perfect, obedient partner to something far more formidable, almost like Terminator 2's T-1000, was an absolute thrill. She carries the film effortlessly, making it impossible not to be drawn in by her presence. Companion does not falter. Every scene builds tension masterfully, making the film's twists feel earned rather than forced. It's a story that blends psychological horror with speculative fiction, creating something both thought-provoking and deeply unsettling. I would go as far as to say this is the first must-see movie of 2025. It's rare to find a sci-fi thriller that balances emotional depth with genuine suspense and comedy, but Companion pulls it off with ease. If this is any indication of what's to come in the genre, we're in for an exciting year. It's 4.5 out of 5 stars for me. Scott Vega and Chris Langford are friends and movie lovers that host the Cambridge-based podcast How Do You Like That Movie? A show full of hot takes on current blockbusters, indie darlings and classics. For a deeper dive into these film and others, check Scott and Chris out at howdoyoulikethatmovie.com, on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.